brain perceive and detect and memorize other information have been a long-lasting debate. And even today, we are not sure about how the brain recognizes odorant molecules from outside. But we can guess, and we know, first of all, that the odorant molecules are recognized by sensory organs that are located into the nostril. And from there, there is a transformation of the information from chemicals to electrical informations. Then these electrical informations reach a brain, and basically our brain knows what we are smelling according to where the sensory inputs are reaching the brain. So what we call these spatial maps. So the important dimension here is the spatial one, where information is occurring into the brain. But how this spatial dimension then is going to move and bring information to higher centers, we don't know. We can guess. And one of the major candidates is, in fact, the temporal dimension. So from a spatial dimension, where you have maps and what we call odorant maps, images if you want, these images are then going to be transformed into a temporal information, because not only the brain need to know where these informations occur into the brain, but then is when. And the when is very important, because of this temporal dimension, you might be able to discriminate very similar odorants.